Let's do the best of speed jokes. I wonder if we'll be that good. Thanks for sending your jokes in this week to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Fridays, we try and pick our favorite. Here's joke of the week number one.
If someone could reverse the process of making wine, that would be grape.
Number two, please.
Hey, Dave, why should you never make a handshake agreement with a cannibal?
I don't know why.
A handshake means something entirely.
You've been warned. All right, joke of the week number three, please.
I asked Brenda yesterday if I had any annoying habits.
How'd that go?
Fine. I don't think a PowerPoint presentation was necessary, but fine. She goes, oh, well, I just happened to. Let me open up my laptop.
Joke of the week number four.
This is odd. I was happily watching the Bermuda Philharmonic Orchestra when suddenly the triangle player disappeared.
We don't talk about the Bermuda Triangle anymore. I miss those crazy stories. Joke of the week number five.
Why can't Stevie Wonder see his friends? Because he's married.
Not bad. Not bad. Joke of the week number six.
Hey, guys, here's a question you don't have to answer. Does a bear movie shoot in the woods? Here's another one. If you buy your first mailbox online, where do you have it shipped to?
Hey, that's a twofer. Here's joke of the week number seven.
Hey, Dave, I think my wife's cheating on me.
Why do you say that?
Well, we moved from Chicago to that little town of Ottawa.
Yeah?
Got the same mailman.
That's an old joke. Here's joke of the week number eight.
Hey, Dave, here's a dating tip for guys. Try to marry an archaeologist.
Why is that such a good idea?
Because the older you get to her, the more interesting you are.
Yeah, we get it. We get it. All right, here's joke of the week number nine.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray the clerk at a bookstore, and John Williams will star as a customer.
I'd like to buy these two copies of Math for Dummies, please.
Okay, those are $16.99 each, so that'll be...
I got it. $57.
No. Joke of the week number 10.
Hey, Dave, I saw the strangest thing this morning at a Starbucks. There was a guy sitting there, no iPhone, no tablet, no laptop.
What was he doing?
Drinking coffee.
What are the chances? I've never seen that happen. Here's number 11.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray Yug, a caveman, on a cold and windy night. And John Williams will star as another caveman.
Our fire just blew out.
Well, what are we going to do, Yug?
Don't worry. I called the guy with two rocks. He said he'll be here between 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
All right. Thank you, Yug.
You're welcome.
Dave, not since your performance as a dung beetle have I felt more inspired. More connected to your comedic talents.
I've been asked to actually take that on the road in the touring company as Yug.
Joke of the week number 12.
Hey, Dave, do you think I'm fat?
No, you're not. Why?
Well, I was at the counter at McDonald's yesterday, and the woman said, sorry about your weight.
Joke of the week number 13.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett portrays a doctor, and John Williams will star as a person.
Doctor, how's my wife doing?
She's critical.
Yeah, you get used to that, but how's she doing?
Okay, so far, I don't know. This is tough this week. Okay, we got one more. This violates one of the sacred rules of speed jokes. Please bear with us.
Guy goes to his friend's funeral. The widow asks him to say a couple of words. He steps up to the podium and says, car park. Widow says, thanks. That means a lot. Same guy lost a friend from France, guys. Widow asked him to say something, so he stood up and said, beaucoup. She said, merci. That would mean a lot to him.
Boy, that guy had a bad run there.
No kidding, Dave. And the next day, he was asked to speak at another friend's funeral.
Well, they're dropping like flies.
Guy clears his throat, and he says, plethora.
What'd the widow say after that?
He said, thanks. That means a lot. But then, Dave...
Someone else died?
Same funeral. Another guy spoke up and said, bargain. Widow says, thanks. That means a great deal. And then, hey, Dave.
Yeah?
Another guy stood up at that funeral. And he said, planet. And then he sat down. The widow said, thanks.
I know. She said, that means the world to me.
I don't know. Recency bias, Bob. Do you like that one the best? Or what's the best joke there?
I like grape.
Yeah, that would be great.
It's the opposite of recency bias. The first one.
And it would also be under 46 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with Bob. Bob, which one do you like? Or Steve. Steve, which one do you like?
I'm going to go with the... You save the best for last. I'll go with the funeral jokes.
Final words, please. Dave Ennett, where are you this week?
I liked the handshake.
The handshake joke? The cannibals?
Yes.
Yeah, it means something different to them. To be honest with you, I like the Stevie Wonder joke, but I probably shouldn't. Producer Pete, where are you on that?
Critical Wife.
Critical Wife. That's two for the Critical Wife joke. Oh, no, that's a different one. There was a little marital acrimony theme to the speed jokes this week. And I can assure you that's just a coincidence. We'll randomly pull a name here and somebody will be selected to win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.